This is Rebecca with XPO. I am calling to show 5-9 to this training class. Okay, so this is, you're always going to put the order ID here. So whatever the DMS number is, you'll just copy it and paste it there. If it's a tech, what I like to do is just tech whatever their name is. That way when they call back in, it'll show the tech. So if you don't catch their name, a lot of times you can look right here and be like, okay, was this Becca? Okay, cool. You know what I mean? So it just helps if you do that. The dispositions, obviously we know what that is and not to use it. This one we rarely use. If they are going to cancel an install, we're still not going to place it in a canceled status. If it is scheduled for the next day, you'll go ahead and put it in a PCR status and then notate, you know, customer so-and-so called and advised they were canceling this order with Best Buy, and then you'll send an email to the service provider to let him know, hey, don't go out there. Yeah, we can cancel Home Depot because we schedule Home Depot. Best Buy schedules Best Buy. We can reschedule Best Buy, but at the end of the day, Home Depot sends us, like, if you saw what Home Depot sends us, it's like a Word file. And then our guys turn it into a DMS ticket up in home office. And then they call to schedule. So damage claim, I honestly haven't run into a lot lately, but anytime there's damage caused by the installer or if there is a water leak, you would likely go under damage claim. Customer confirmation call is anytime a customer calls to confirm information regarding their order. It doesn't matter what type of information they're calling to confirm. It's typically, if none of these other ones work, you'll use customer confirmation call as long as you were speaking to the customer. Home delivery, I'll use for delivery fees. Service call is pretty standard. If they're calling to create a service call, if they're calling to get a service call fee or to report the results of a service call and get a freeze code, etc. Best Buy store call is when anyone from Best Buy calls you. Tech additional services is if they're calling you to add additional services. Tech scheduling is something that I'll use if they're calling to, sometimes a tech will call you and say, hey, can you reach out to this customer and let them know that we're running a little bit behind, and you reach out and let the customer know. If the customer says that they, sometimes they'll be like, no, that's too late, I want to reschedule, and you go back to the technician and let them know, hey, I'm going to go ahead and she doesn't want to see you this late, what's your next available date? And then you can kind of get it handled from there. But that's when you would do tech scheduling. Every now and then Tawana will call. I forget, do you remember what tech office Tawana works for, Odell? Tawana, yes, Affordable Home Technologies. She's awesome. And oftentimes if she's having an issue with the route, she will call and have a rep notate several orders at once. You do want to kind of get away from, like, usually I'll, depending on how long it takes for each order, because techs will call you the day after to put notes on orders. So if it hits like 5 minutes, or if I'm having to call the DOD and there's no queue, I'll go ahead and tell them to call back. I'm not afraid to explain to a technician that I have to have an average handle time, so I can't have a 30-minute call right now. But if you call back, there's currently no one holding. Do you see any issue with that, Odell? Like, if, like, I get through a 10-minute phone call, and then they're like, okay, and now I've got another order number. No, you're going to have to call back. You might get me again. That's fine. I just can't be talking to you for 30 minutes at a time. Right. If there's a queue, I'll go ahead and handle it. If there's a queue, and there might be a burst here and there, but hopefully having you guys on the evening will solve that. Because there's not a lot of action after 8 p.m. regardless. And Miles works later, and he's been doing TechLine about as long as Odell has. And let's see here. So we never use campaign close. What is SNR? Any idea? Yeah, Best Buy SNR. all I can think is the press and release. I've never used it, so we know the difference between dead air and early hang up. Dead air is you answer, nobody says anything. Early hang up, you answer, somebody says something, but then the call gets cut off. Geek Squad, home theater, I will just use door call. I don't think there's any need to differentiate there. IB is, what is that, Interline? Okay. Interline's its whole other handout, but it's literally, it can all be handled by a handout. I haven't seen an Interline order in ages. Interline is basically, there's an apartment complex that's going to have more than one appliance delivered and installed to a few different units. So a tech will come out there and take three different washing machines to three different apartments. There's a whole phone number for Interline orders. You don't really do much more than relay the information. We won't ever be selling installs. locate installer. I guess that would be good for if they're doing an ETA, because we don't have an ETA. I've just now noticed that one. I was typically just doing whichever store it was customer confirmation call. But yeah, locate installer is good if they don't know where their installer is and they would like to find them. Then this is the same. It's just THD, Home Depot. So if Home Depot calls you, if you do a Home Depot trip charge, that's just the same stuff, just different store. But what you'll notice the running theme is that we do more with Best Buy. We'll typically have more Best Buy orders than Home Depot orders, simply because they can send them to us. Home Depot, if you're going, like say you're going to buy a built-in microwave from Home Depot, and you go to Home Depot, you pick out the model that you want, and then they charge the customer something like $80 for a pre-measure. And so then we have to set an appointment, and keep in mind, it also takes about 2 days, 2 business days from the time that Home Depot submits that order over to us before they're going to be called to schedule this measurement. Sometimes, now keep in mind, we already got to go 3 days out from that date that we're speaking to them on. And then there's a lot of technicians that are only in the area on certain days of the week. So sometimes it might be 2 weeks before they can get that measure, depending on the time of year. And until they get that measure, and then that measure is processed and turned back over to the Home Depot store, only then can they purchase their installation. So it's... Yeah, because they've got a customer literally in their face being like, blah, 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 blah. And so they'll call us, and literally all we can do is, that's what I was looking for, was a Home Depot order. So I can show you where to check to see if a measure has been handled. I bet I can get an order number. I go to Home Depot, customer confirmation call. No. I'm sorry, guys. There's not a lot of good training material that's up to date. Yeah. That'll be part of the issue. You know what I mean? Is that you guys aren't going to take as many calls, but it'll jump up. Like, it's just not that time of year. It's before tax season. So everybody's broke right now. I don't know about y'all, but I'm broke until my taxes hit. Because. I didn't do mine until a couple weeks ago. Because. I wanted to wait and make sure that everything was cool because it's so confusing right now. Yeah, I sure didn't. Me too. That's the problem. You raise your tax bracket, man. I'm missing my refund was like $2,800 more last year than it was this year. But Dustin didn't work. So I can see why. Because he didn't get hired until December, so he had like a few months from the job before that, and that month, ASK. That was a good year. Yeah, 200. Have some kids, man. That's when the tax return becomes insane. That was a good feeling. Oh, no. I'm just saying. Yeah, do not have them for the tax return because that's like way not worth it. I'm just saying it softens the blow. Oh, no. You can only claim 3, so that doesn't make sense. I guess unless people are married filing joint. I don't know. Well, I cut mine off. I got a boy and a girl, and that was enough for me. This world is overpopulated as it is. I should have had a third one, though, so they could just be like a pack. All right. So I want to show you guys this because this is the trip charge process for Home Depot, which is a little bit more complicated, but not terribly, because you guys are going to be taking the calls after 4 p.m. So after 4 p.m., there's no COS to reach out to. So really, I mean, it's really just going to be a matter of an email. So trip charges for Home Depot, they're $75. Reasons, you know, it's the same deal you're going to gather why the trip charge is being requested. Typically, it's because there's additional service that needs to be done. It'll be anything from they don't have plumbing or they don't have electricity to it doesn't fit, which is really crappy when we do a measure and it still doesn't fit. That can cause some escalated issues. But it'll typically be that the product, you know, because these people will get the product delivered to them, but they won't unbox it until the technician gets there. So they'll unbox it to find that it's scratched or damaged. So you do get more trip charge calls for Home Depot, really, than you'll ever get additional service calls. This is an important email to have. So let's see. So your job as an agent is going to be to notate the tech side of things to confirm with the customer. And then if it is, you know, before 4 p.m. on a weekday, you can go ahead and reach out to the store number that'll be on the order. With the Home Depot orders, that store phone number is on the order because we don't pick up from them. We get these orders directly from the store. And if we do randomly deliver something from it, we'll be picking it up from that store. Let's see here. So if the customer is not at home, you're going to attempt to call the customer, but you're going to attempt to call the customer regardless to confirm whatever that technician just told you. After confirming with the customer, if it's prior to 4 p.m., that local time, because say if they're calling from California, it's still going to be 4 p.m. if they reach you at 6. But you can try to call the COS. I typically will just to give myself some time to notate and get the inevitable email together. And then after you try to call the COS, go ahead and send an email to Last Mile Depot 411 to advise that the request, you just include the details, were you able to leave a message with the COS? Did you speak to them? Was there additional work needed? If so, what? Was the unit damaged? Was the customer not at home? And document DMS with all actions taken using the notes. So that's why I'm, again, a big proponent for after you get that order pulled up, go ahead and duplicate that tab so you can notate. And then typically you can, if you notate well enough, you can just copy those notes and paste it into the body of the email, create your subject line and send it fairly quickly. But yeah, that's pretty much it on our end is we will never add the trip charge. Right. A bare bones template would be good. I just, ever since they started the date thing, I just like the, my personal style of this is to duplicate, have a notes tab up and notate as we progress through the call. So for one, I can confirm the information with the technician before I go and call the customer just to make sure I've got every detail right. And because with Best Buy, it's so important to get the name of who you spoke to, be it the customer or especially the DOD agent, especially if they're approving something like an additional fee or something of that nature. If it comes to money, I mean, they want that name every single time. Sorry, I feel like I'm babbling. I still can't find a Home Depot ticket because my brain's on. That's what I'm doing now. My brain's just not on full speed. It's on maybe 2.5 hours of sleep. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to search Last Mile Depot. I'm just slow today, Adele. I'm sorry. I'm literally exhausted from life in general. Like, there's no one explanation. I'm just at the end of my stores of energy, both mental, emotional, physical. Yeah. I'm starting to wish I worked the weekends because then I get some time off. All right. So I don't want to use that one because that was a big old problem. Okay. Let's try this bad boy. Paste. All right. Thomas McSherry. It's right here, y'all. 06 Frank 6 Delta Echo 9 Charlie. Oh, I finally got new glasses. I don't have headaches anymore. Mine were made by a UAB optometry student, and I wore them for 4 years, and the prescription was too strong. So when I got these, I had like depth perception that was ridiculous because my brain was still overcompensating for what I lacked. Like, it was like everything was 3D. It's really crazy. But now that it's all worked out, I like not having headaches. Okay, so this is a measure, I believe. And look how many times it's been scheduled, too. Elite, y'all, they are going to drive you crazy if you ever have to deal with them. They're impossible to get in touch with. You see her face? She don't care. She looks like she's ready to go off on you. Her name should be Karen McCullough. Yeah. Like, I remember taking, when we were in peak, just every time I saw a lead, I was like, I know it's going to be crap. I know there's something that's going to be wrong. But see, I can't show you this one because it's not completed. So typically, if it's a measure, you see where it says measure audit right here? Right now, it's true. When it's uploaded, it'll say false, right? Once it's in XPO system or Home Depot system icon. And then you'll also see under here, you'll see an internal measure document, and you'll see an external measure document. So the external one is the only one that you should ever reference when dealing with a customer, a store associate, what have you. And honestly, you really want to avoid doing that anyway, because you want them to be able to see it on their end. So if they haven't uploaded it to ICON yet, you don't want to risk giving the wrong price, because that could get us in a lot of trouble. Yeah, internal is without XPO's markup. Yeah. So, but some of these service providers are really awesome. Keep in mind, Massachusetts, you're going to get a lot of trip charges and delivery fees because Massachusetts has a very strict state code where there has to be a certain, at least 18 inches of distance between the top of a cooktop or a range and whatever's on top of it, be it a over the range or a cabinet or what have you. And these customers will have like 17.34 inches. You know what I mean? Like right at the nose there. So that's typically what most of my trip charges come from, is Massachusetts and their weird codes. I can't think of any other ones with weird codes aside from New York City not doing gas installs and Home Depot, if they're built prior to 1977, we cannot currently handle any modifications that might disturb the paint and the walls and the stuff in the walls. So, Minnesota. Are you thinking of Marietta? Like the MSP hub? I remember they had some crazy rules. Yeah. That's all Home Depot orders. So. I think Massachusetts definitely has permit issues too. Massachusetts has all sorts of crazy building codes and stuff there comparatively to other states. I don't think it's as bad in Minnesota because it's just like wide open country for the most part out there. But the bigger cities, obviously, there's going to be a lot bigger issues if there's a gas leak in a very crowded apartment building versus somebody's house. So, I'm sorry, but like, say you guys get follow up on an order. At that point, if you need to follow up with the customer, you would need to just make a post in the TechLine group to let them know going into manual dial to follow up with the customer. Because manual dial is cool as long as you're on the phone. It's not going to count towards you're not ready. Like, I can be in manual dial for 30 minutes, but if 28 minutes of that is spent speaking with the customer, then I'm only in manual dial for 2 minutes at the end of the day, as far as not ready time is concerned. So, but definitely, because when you're doing this, you're going to be sending emails. Always tag XPO Call Center Soups on your emails, especially since you guys will be sending emails that likely won't be responded to until the next day, so that leads can pull the emails. I'm going to speak with Jarvis and Chuck about the possibility of everyone tagging Team XPO, because we need a way for everyone that does TechLine to be able to check on an order number to see if there's an email that's been sent. Well, I mean, I just have to get permission. I can't just make rules, you know. I'm a little lead down here. But I'm pretty sure that if I tell Chuck and Jarvis, hey, let's have the agents tag Team XPO so that they can access updates for other agents' orders. So if you have something that I took a call about at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm gone at 5, and then there's finally an update and the customer calls back, you can search the email for the order number and update the customer and act accordingly. So I think that'll solve that issue right there, because it'll give the team at XPO, the management team, a way to email the leads directly, which is useful for the reschedules. And then it'll still give every other agent the ability to keep, you know, getting updates on orders and following up on stuff like that. Amanda, how would you feel if you had to take a call right now? Okay. It's going to be like that. Honestly, like, here's my experience. And keep in mind, I did nothing but Lowe's for 4 months. My first 4 months here, I had one skill. So I got really, really good at Lowe's. But then when I got TechLine, I would feel like my heart was about to explode every time I saw the call pull up. But then as I took more calls and I got more experienced with it and I got more comfortable with it, that went away, and that's what I found to be the same experience for every single skill that I've taken on. So just don't get discouraged. There's plenty of people that can help you. Odell's an OG on this, so I'm thrilled that he's going to be around in the evenings for you guys. And it's really going to be after 7 when Linford and Cheryl go, but they're talking about getting Shannon Works days. I don't know how that would work. But Miss Cheryl is fairly knowledgeable. Cheryl Pfeiffer, she typically works a late shift. Marvin, he knows what to do. He just might not see your message. It's the problem with Marvin, for assistance anyway. But at the end of the day, until you guys are more comfortable, I will leave Teams on my phone. For Mondays mainly Mondays, because you're off Sunday, Monday, and then Cheryl works until 9 on Saturdays. Right. I'm giving a very broad overview, and it's to before we get into the nitty-gritty. So I just want you guys to understand what kinds of calls you'll be getting. And I'm trying to relate it to the types of calls that you've handled. So with Taisha doing everything but XPO, you already know how to handle the customers being upset. Now with TechLine, you are able to, if the situation truly warrants it, like if you have a customer that had to reschedule due to a tech issue or something of that nature, you can go ahead and offer a $25 or a $50 gift card. And if they accept that, you would simply email the regional. But again, it's something that's supposed to be saved for very, very highly escalated customers. Like they've been rescheduled several times, you know, and it typically does need to be our fault. but you would never say that's our fault. So I'm sorry that you went through this. We can give you a gift card. Do you guys want to take a break until 3? Yeah. Why don't we make it 3:05 and take a full 15? And then I'm just going to go ahead. No worries. You already know most of it. What I'm going to do when we get back is I'm going to try to catch a call and in the meantime play some recordings. And yeah, I'm hoping we're completely dead right now. Yep. So y'all don't worry. It's a lot of information that I'm throwing at you, but this is a broad overview. We're going to fine tune. And I think it'll be a lot easier once the agents that haven't done TechLine before hear and see some calls being handled. Yeah, it's harder to explain than it is to do, for sure. So, but we'll see y'all 3:05, and then whenever Odell comes back from lunch. All right.